I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I had some delightful conversations in the last few days, and to try to understand a little bit more, obviously, of what the scripture has to say and what it is to be obedient to Christ. Things that obviously don't seem to be desired by many. One that really hit me this morning was the from Titus 1, starting at verse 11. And I have the LSV in front of me, so which is a little bit weird. Let me read it. and because of the LSV, it starts in the middle of a sentence. But whose mouths must be covered, who overturn whole households, teaching what things it should not, for the sake of shameful gain. A certain one of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy bellies. This testimony is true, for which cause convict them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, and not giving heed to Jewish fables and commands of men, turning themselves away from the truth. I read that, the thing that I found so important is the Bible is consistent. And so you have so many things that relate to other areas. Part of the study here was because of the study on the overseer, which, as I've studied, it's now very clear. It's a duty, not an office. You know, the word office is an added in word. It's not an office. It is a duty. And I've explained that, recently well in my, one video of that anyway. So starting verse 11, teaching what things it should not. This is talking about the unqualified, because the more I study, I'm trying to understand a little bit better, and I don't have a obvious clue yet. But because there is something's obvious in the sense the Lord gets who he wants. This is the John 6. That's clear. Whoever the Lord says, that person's mine, that person is his, period. That part is clear. But the question, of course, is, yes, it's a minority, but is it like 49%, 1%, or, somewhere in between or whatever. So that's... in a way, I think it's something for us not to know. But, so I can't look at somebody else and say this person is or isn't. And I've been over that before. But, this idea for which convict them sharply in verse 13, that's by definition, that's Leviticus 19. Where we get love your neighbor as yourself, which is the rebuke and convict. Same thing. I mean, it's literally the same word. That they may sound in the faith. In other words, I look back at things that I had wrong. And what makes you go from wrong to right? Correction. How do you get correction? Well, obviously our ultimate source is the Lord because we have no teacher but the Lord. But what technique does he use or what technique does he command? The idea of dilegomai, reasoning together. And that we can then search the scriptures and see if these things are so. But so many people run scared. And I find that troubling. It's troubling because there are two. I'm striving to make sure that when I interact with people, I interact fully in the sense that if something is brought up, I try to contend well in the sense of bringing to the table all the information I have, asking the appropriate questions and whatnot. But I think that's also intimidating. And so I'm trying to figure out how to do that well. But, you know, the verse 14, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men, which goes back to things like the Mark 7:7, you know, the sticking to the traditions of men, making the traditions of men like commandments of God, which goes back to Isaiah. But and then, of course, then turning themselves away from the truth. This, you know, that the commandments of men were verbal at the time the gospel was written. But those commandments were written down a few hundred years later, and they're called the Talmud. Yes, there are others beside that, but you know, obviously it reminded me, and that's why the card went out today. It reminded me of when Jim Cross referred to a gentleman who used the Talmud as his reference. And I'm sorry, can't you see the difference? It's a big deal. It's such a big deal. There are other verses that were discussed today, but I'll just stop with that one. It is a big deal. And, you know, the dialogues I've had with actually several people, fortunately, now it's mostly Chris, but I do have some others. But to be able to do that with my own family would be such a joy. You know, I'm grateful there's been some interaction with several people in the last 4 or 5 days. But I'm afraid that any time a challenge is brought up, people run. And I don't know what to do. Because I love my family. And, you know, whose mouths must be covered, who overturn whole households, teaching what things it should not for the sake of shameful gain. Verse 11. I'm seeing that happen, and the cost is being paid by my own family. You know, the more I study, and I, you know, and it's not that I'm, you know, off my corner. There are a whole lot of people who describe this. My line is the Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. A lot of people say it in other ways. It's about the same thing. And, you know, when people say, oh, yeah, I believe the Bible is true. Really? Really? Why? I mean, to me, that's one of the fundamental issues. Oh, yeah, I believe. But their belief is about the same as the Muslim who believes in the Quran or the atheist who believes in the Big Bang. It's a blind trust. And I'm afraid they have no foundation. And it concerns me because I love my family. And I want to reach them. My lady, I love you.